Good evening, good evening. And welcome to Saving Bruce Lee, African and Arab Cinema in the Era of Soviet Cultural Diplomacy. These chairs are not a recent improvement among the many measures that we are taking here to restore parts of the building, but a temporary measure. And I hope they'll be just comfortable enough for you to still be able to enjoy the program. Koyo Kuo will introduce the project and Rasha Salti the program right after me, so I'll just say a few words about the larger context here. As you know, the Kongresshalle, the former Kongresshalle, became the Haus der Kulturen der Welt in 1998, just shortly before the wall came down. And this shift from the binary oppositions of the Cold War, where since 1907, when this building was constructed, it represented an exemplary stage for the battle of great words and also great images. Part of this campaign that we had also referred to in an exhibition that just closed down, that was devoted not to Soviet cultural diplomacy, but to the cultural diplomacy from the West, the battle to win over the hearts and minds of people by means of cultural diplomacy and discourse. And this shift from Kongresshalle to HKW, to Haus der Kulturen der Welt, represented or reflected the larger discursive alterations accompanying the geopolitical and economic transformations after the collapse of the Soviet bloc. If the Cold War was a battle of two competing narratives, which in their understanding of modernity perhaps had more in common than the ideological differences that separated them, then countless narratives afterwards are grappling with the legacy of modernity. A global consciousness, and global I put in quotation marks, hinges on the retelling of the antinomies of the history of modernity. Such an understanding must not necessarily make all narratives commensurable, but it must be able to cut through the deep divisions that characterize the understanding of history geopolitically. Several projects at the Haus der Kulturen der Welt in the past have been devoted to cutting through these tectonic divisions by making different memoryscapes speak to each other, sounding out how they relate to each other through what they occlude. These projects have attempted to draw attention to the conflict lines buried beneath the binaries of the Cold War, particularly pertaining to the former colonized world, which increasingly determine the fate of global politics today and are still little understood, particularly in the West. Saving Bruce Lee is yet another project in this series, which included the exhibitions After Year Zero, Geographies of Collaboration After 1945, and some of the distinguished guests in this program this weekend were also part of it, and recently the already mentioned exhibition, Parapolitics, Cultural Freedom and the Cold War. Saving Bruce Lee is not a project about the merits of Soviet cultural diplomacy, although it might be that at occasionally, but rather about an African and Arab cinematic culture that emerged out of the shadows and beyond the terms of what has been and perhaps still is rememorable and imaginable in the frame set by the Cold War. Saving Bruce Lee here is part of the larger series of projects Kanonfragen, a series of programs devoted to the crisis and paradoxes of global art histories. Their focus rests on institutional and non-institutional infrastructures and networks that facilitated artistic production and discourse, and they interrogate ideological and political factors that have significantly shaped our understanding of contemporary art. At the HKW, we are truly grateful to the curators, Koyo Kuo and Rasha Salti, both of whom have been recurrent collaborators whose practice is of an exemplary spirit and which continues to set standards for research-based curatorial work. And my thanks are above all to them and to the artists, filmmakers, and scholars who have followed their invitation, who I will not introduce because I leave that to both the curators. Thank you very much.